A movie reviewer, Ellie Ventura, is here. Hello.
Hello.
I feel like I've heard so much about this film, Baby Done. Is it a New Zealand film?
Yeah, it is. It is a New Zealand film. I kind of didn't think that. I thought it might be a bit more Hollywood, given that Matthew Lewis, who is known as Neville Longbottom from Harry Potter, he is in it. He's not American, he's British, obviously, but just quite a fairly big name.
Yeah.
But it's produced by Morgan Waru, and Taika Waititi is an executive producer.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to go to a screening where Curtis Vowell and Sophie Henderson were there talking about the movie. So Curtis directed it, Sophie wrote it, and I believe there are a couple in real life. And Sophie actually wrote this while she was pregnant. And it's slightly autobiographical in that when she was pregnant, she was talking about she wanted to be pregnant, but she wanted to do all the things she could do before she was pregnant. You know, she was sort of chomping at the bit to be able to be her normal self, and she was frightened. So instead of just chilling out, I guess, and growing a human, she decided to write this movie. And the movie is effectively that. It's about Rose Matafeo plays Zoe, and she gets pregnant, and Neville's character, Matthew's character, Tim. And but Zoe is just freaking out. So she just pretends that she can still do everything. She doesn't want to be, like, turn into a mum. You know, she might be having a baby, but she doesn't want to be a mum. It starts off at this really kind of lame baby shower. And you know, she doesn't want to be like her friends who are just constantly talking about their toddlers. Which, I mean, I think most people have that friend or know of people who are like that, you know, who just, they have a kid and it's like their whole life, which of course it is. But, you know, there is, I know for my age, I would be scared of that too, you know, losing yourself a bit and just being, instead of being Ellie, just being a mum, I guess, is quite freaky. So the movie, it's quite funny because Tim, who is the baby daddy, he sort of plays that role where he's excited, you know, and he's trying to get Zoe to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. And it's quite funny because Zoe and Tim are arborists. So they go up and they climb the trees.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And they cut them all down. And so she's going to go to the world championship of tree climbing, which is over in Canada, and she plans to do this in her third trimester, which, as many people will know, you cannot do. You certainly can't travel, and climbing trees is probably not a great idea. And so she's just convinced that she's going to do it, and she even decides that she's going to be even more adventurous than she was before. Like, let's go bungee jumping, and, you know, let's do all of that. And I think it was a great choice to actually have their jobs, to have Rose have a job that's so physical, because I think she really excels in physical comedy.
Yeah.
You know, the way she uses her body, it really works with this and gives it a bit of, it's a bit quirky as well. You know, you don't see a lot of arborists, I guess, as a traditional career in a movie. To your original point, it is very Kiwi in that there are heaps of recognisable faces. What I quite liked about it, though, is that they are used really to enhance scenes rather than it being like, here's a cameo and they're going to do a bit. You know, I think in one of the antenatal classes where Alice Sneddon is like the teacher, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Alice Sneddon, and I think her comedy is hilarious. So she really worked that role quite well, just like sort of a teacher who sees it all the time and is dealing with, you know, parents and freaking out. But I actually saw Tom Sainsbury in one of the shots, and he actually didn't do anything. He's just in there as part of the people at this antenatal class. But there's also Rachel House, who plays a principal of a school. And again, short scene, not in there for long, but absolutely steals it. And she's like perfect in it. Madeline Sami is a nurse. Kira Forrester is a nurse.
Wow.
You know, and just these incredible, particularly women who are in this movie, and they just elevate it, which I really enjoyed.
Is it recognisably set in New Zealand?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, I think it is. Once you start watching it, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's definitely, yeah. That's in Auckland.
So Matthew presumably flew to New Zealand to film it.
Yeah, so it was filmed here. And what I also quite enjoyed is that he keeps his British accent or anything, which thank God he didn't attempt a Kiwi accent, but because, like, no one can do it.
Yeah.
But also, what I liked is that they didn't really comment on the fact that he was British because, you know, like heaps of British people live here with their accent. You know, it doesn't have to
really
be a backstory.
Think about it, do you?
Yeah, no, they're just, you know, you're your friends or whatever. Yeah. So that was quite nice because we didn't have to go into like a side backstory. So I liken this to, maybe this isn't a flattering comparison, but sort of along the lines of Knocked Up from, say, 10 years ago, Judd Apatow movie. Just a really nice kind of romantic comedy. It's quite heartfelt, maybe not necessarily a laugh a minute, but the laughs stop it from being too schmaltzy, stop it from being too too heartfelt or anything like that, which is really nice. And there's also a really great side story. So if you've seen the trailer and think, oh yeah, I know everything about it, I know what's in it, there's actually a nice side story which I haven't seen in any trailers or any media, and it's about men who are like fetishized pregnant woman. And it's so good. It's so funny. And it's not, you know, it could have been treated quite, it could be quite gross, or it could be like, you know, cringy or whatever. But and while it is like a little bit creepy, it's actually quite funny because the man who has this fetish, he actually, he's quite sweet. He kind of bolsters Zoe and makes her feel better about herself, which is like, I just thought it was such a great, like, little extra. So, yeah, I think that, it's a great movie. I mean, it's one of those where I think some people like to say, is it a good movie or is it a good for New Zealand movie? You know, like they kind of sometimes we tend to, it's Tall Poppy, I don't know, but we tend to think of New Zealand movies as not as good.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to see it because, oh, yeah, it's a Kiwi movie. But actually, no, it's not. It could be, you know, it would be a rom-com anywhere, anyone could relate to it, even though it's set in New Zealand.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it. It's called Baby Done. And Ali Ventura is reviewing movies with us. Do you know what the name of New Zealand's champion arborist tree climber is?
No.
Scott Forrest.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
I don't know if he's the current champion, but he's been interviewed on the show before.
Oh, fantastic. I love that.
We'd have 3 or 4 minutes for I Am Greta.
Okay, great. I actually wrote a novel.
As always,
in my notes about I Am Greta. So, my main thing is, if you think that maybe she's a little bit annoying, or you're not a massive fan, like you respect the movie's about Greta Thunberg, by the way.
Okay.
It's about, yes, I should have started with that. It's about the young girl, 16-year-old, I think she started when she was 15, who got all the kids around the world to strike for climate change. She's become an incredible activist. She's gone to UN conferences and climate conferences around the world with speeches, basically telling all the adults in the room to do something, to get off your butts and do something, and that, you know, the kids are going to have to deal with this, and they're sick of it. They're sick of the adults being children and them having to step up. This documentary, which again, I've told you before, I'm not a massive fan of documentaries, but I will say this, I was captivated. It's one of the, such a well done movie. It's HBO, I think. And it starts off with her in the boat. So the thing was, is that after all this stuff happened and she became, you know, well known around the world, she was invited to a UN conference in New York. But by that stage, she wasn't eating meat, she wasn't using flights, she was only using trains or, you know, she wasn't using cars, anything like that. So she was like, well, I can't just tell people to do this and then not do it myself. So I'm going to sail there. And so it has a shot of her doing that at the start, and then at the end it comes back to it, and oh my God, what a harrowing journey. It looks awful. It looks absolutely awful. I cannot, it would have taken weeks, and it was in this boat, because it's a sailboat, it basically, it's constant turbulence, it's loud, it's awful. Anyway, so my main takeaway from this movie is, A, you should definitely watch it, because it is fascinating, and it's, you know, it goes like that, you just, you're captivated. But also it reminds you that this Greta is a kid. She is a kid. She's not, you know, she's not being used by her parents. She's not a pawn for anyone. Mm. She's like, you know, I'm sure you've had it when your kids come home from school and they hear about an issue and they're like obsessed with it and they want to save the world.
It's
she
save,
is
save
that.
The trees in our house at the moment.
Yeah. You know, they do that at school. Kids love that. And it's just Greta has done that. And yes, she has Asperger's syndrome. She's OCD. She has a few of these things. And people seem to think that that is a problem, or you know, but actually it's just more speaks to her determination, because maybe she has these syndromes and stuff. It makes her more focused and more unwilling to let it go, and this documentary does get into that, and we see that side of her and we see her family life. And I think actually it's a great thing to understand her and to not just dismiss her as sort of a flash in the pan.
Where do you watch it?
You can watch it out in cinemas, actually. It's out in cinemas now.
Would it be appropriate for kids?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I Am Greta, that one's called. Ellie Ventura has also been talking about Baby Done. Thank you for coming in.
Anytime.